Okay, and the gold book, would you please turn to page 27? 27 in the gold book, prayer book, to the seven limb prayer. Gosum gupe goner chaselo yesham yitu chertimalubu tomene sadituntam tam cheshak kepa gewanam la jeirong korwa matom bardule june drola cheki kolo korwa dong da jengenam jan chu chen po no. Now please turn to page 97 in the book. And let's do the short mandala offering at the bottom. 97. Saji perki shushi meto tauri romni ji ni
Maybe would you mind to take 1 minute to introduce to yourself to each other? Introduce to each other. So we have a little more time today, so that's good news. So the meeting was very short. So we are still on offerings, Guru Puja, page number 116.
I think we're finished with the seven limb prayer.
We finished?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did it all the way through LC 42, which was the dedication.
Yes, and then we're at the we're calling the Guru's good qualities.
Oh, you really finished the seven limb?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you mentioned the antidote for the dedication.
Ah, so I want to go again. I want to go again, all over again. Go. So you know, when it's come down on making offerings, you know, see now you hear, you see, it's not about, not just about the material offerings. You know, it's mainly like offering that related to individual practice. Huh? Individual practice is the best form of offerings. Huh? Individual practice, you know, is the best form of offering that you can ever make. You know, individual like practice is the best form of offering. So that offering divided into external offering and internal offering. So, so now the mandala offering that we just did is the one of them, no? The last one from the external offerings. External offering, there's four different types of external offerings that you can make. The last one is the mandala offering. Mandala offering means like basically visualizing all the good things in the universe, then you know, like making offering to. Of course, this is the Guru Puja, so then you know, the Guru inseparable with Shakyamuni Buddha, which is the founder of the Buddhism, and you make all kind of offerings, mandala offerings. So, you know, so if you think when you do the mandala offering verbally, no, not just mandala offering, everything, no, everything that relates to the word. When you think about the meaning of that word, then it's become very good, you know, meditation. So, okay, this is like how to meditate on, like, making the whole universe as a part of offerings. Why? Because that's the way to create, you know, the vast amount of merit. So there's something we can really do. So there's something you can do every day. There's something we can do every day. Create merit. No, so we do need merit, tons of merit, to enjoy. You know, the result of the merit is happiness. Everything is interdependent. You know, problems, happiness has no cause and conditions. So cause. And conditions. See, the cause, you know, cause mainly refers to karma, positive karma, or merit. Condition can be place, can be people, can be art, can be food, can be anything, so no. If there's no merit, when we encounter all the other conditions, we may not enjoy, we may not be able to enjoy. Even though you have no, may not be able to enjoy, okay, if there's no merit, even though we encounter, all the conditions, going to different places, you may not enjoy, you may not have good time, so meeting people, so all kind of things, if there's no merit, these are just conditions, In order to get some kind of happiness, relying on, I'm not talking about ultimate happiness, I'm not talking about uncontaminated happiness, I'm just talking about has the happiness within the samsara, which is also contaminated, it's not uncontaminated, happiness within the samsara is also contaminated. Even then, you may not be able to enjoy that if there's no merit. So therefore, you need to create a lot of merit. There's something we can do. So the internal offerings that I, explain very briefly, come in. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, Ninja, good. So the internal offering, I explained very briefly, I touched very the basic, because this all the internal offering, this is kind of complicated subject. Intellectually it's kind of complicated, practically it's very difficult. Not all of them, some of them, also intellectually it's very, very difficult to explain. Practically, it's without base, without foundations, this thing is just word. Just mere word. Word. Just mere word. So we can read. You may gain some kind of intellectual understanding, but practically there's no stages. That you follow the stage. First one, you have to have not just desire, very, very strong desire day and night. I want to free myself from these complications, all the problems, not just all the from the head to the head, all the problems, all the problems that you hear day and night, you hear, through all kind of problems, the rich people has problems, and people who doesn't have education have problems, people who has education problems, people who has no degree has problems, people who has degree problems, people who has money has problems, people who has no money, all kind of problems. What is that? That's the nature of samsara. There's always something, there's always something, no matter which direction we turn, there's always something. What is that? That's the nature of samsara. So, then you kind of think about those things, so then you really get tired, of those, all these complications. Then you develop this strong desire, not just, desire, okay, I want to be happy, so, it's not like that. We all have desire to be happy. We all have desire to be free or liberate, but the desire, It's like here, there, a little bit. It's not like this. Very, very strong desire. Day and night. You know, only thing that you are thinking is to free or liberate yourself from this complication. No, what is that? That's what is, what that one is called? That one is called the renunciation. You know, that's the foundations. Foundations. So, without that, some of the internal offering is just mere word. Without that, you know, practically it's just mere word. Not just that. So then, you know, like wish, like very, not just wish, very, very strong wish, you know, like sincere, genuine wish to liberate all living beings, not just myself, all living beings, huh? See them as something very, very precious, you know, see them as something very precious and cherish them very dearly, you know, cherish them deep down from your heart, you know, sincerely, genuinely, not just intellectually, you know? That's called bodhicitta. You know? Without those two foundations, you know, there's two foundations. You know? So then some of the internal offerings just become mere words. That's all. That's the reason I didn't went into very details. You know? I didn't spend much time there. Other hand, creating merit, also something you can do now, something I can do now. You know, I can create merit now. Those things. No, you have to have foundations, you know. Without foundations, and you are going to build house without foundations. So I'm not sure, first of all, how you're going to build house without foundation. I'm not discouraging you. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth, that's all. I'm not discouraging you. Oh, tell the truth. The same for you, same for me, same for everybody. Oh. So then, no, just that, you know, there's like two foundations. There's another thing, you know, seeing everything, seeing, if we see them as something very concrete, absolute, unchanged, then again, all those internal, some of the internal offering just become mere word. It means, it's just mere word, you know. So, without having concentrations on what you call illusions, concentration on illusions. Make sense? Concentration on illusions. Or Sanskrit we call shamatha or samadhi on illusions. When you are meditating, you are thinking about emptiness. You know, you are thinking about emptiness. When you come out of that meditative equipoise, then you see this, all these things, everything you see, then it's just, you know, something like dream, something like, you know, it's just, I said, it's just perception, you know, perceptions, you know, it's like, everybody has different perceptions, you know, when you look at the things, you know, people have different ideas, different interests, different way of thinking of an object. That clearly shows is no object is the same, one object, but there are so many different perceptions, no different projections, different perceptions, different way of thinking, different way of explaining. It's not something that's out there, it's concrete, absolute, that everybody agrees, not like that. So, jado jumatabi tongbas, nyamsha namgatabi tongbanis, nyamsha means meditative ego-poise. What you are thinking? You are thinking emptiness, which is like sky. Sky? Clear sky. No? When you look up, you just see sky, clear sky. There's nothing. You just see vast, empty space. That's all you see. Oh? That's exactly what's happening when you meditate on emptiness. Oh? See? Everything's level, you know, everything's level. I'm not saying they don't exist, they do exist. But they don't exist the way we treat them. They don't exist exactly the way we see them, you know, they don't exist. That's called conventional truth. conventional truth. They are truth in conventional level. Ultimate level, they are no truth. They are all levels. Levels, you know. Ultimate levels, what is truth? Truth is emptiness. You know? That's the truth. That's called ultimate truth. See, when you are meditating on emptiness, only thing that what you're seeing is like you're seeing like clear sky. That's all you're seeing. Nothing else. Nothing else. Not seeing this, not seeing nothing. You are not seeing any conventional truth. Only thing that you are seeing is just vast, clear space. That's all you see. Oh, that's all you see. When you come out of that meditative equipoise, that's called jetob jumatavi tingjins, then you have this awareness or you have this concentrations that concentrations, you know, each time when you interact with anything, right from the beginning, you know they are not the way, they are not exactly the way people think, you know. Interdependent things, right from the beginning, naturally, they are empty of something. Oh? Naturally, they are empty of something. No? Maybe they are empty of seriousness. No, this we think, oh, this is very serious. It's not serious. That's not serious. Oh? It's like, no. It's like illusion. It's like dream. Oh, jetob jumatavi tingjins. So then that's another foundation. You know, there's three foundations. Just want to let you know, if somebody says, oh, come here, I will give this initiation, you will be liberated, like, instantaneously liberated. Probably that's not true. If that's the case, why not Shakyamuni Buddha liberate all of us? You know? That's not true. Very, very important to understand what it requires. There are three things they call foundations. Now, these are the foundations. So, am I discouraging you?
No.
No. I'm just telling you the truth. Okay, I'm just telling you the truth. Sometimes truth can be painful, but, but you know, I'm not discouraging you. What else we can do? We can create merit. No, that's no. We don't have to wait. We can create merit. I'm not saying that you shouldn't study. You should go ahead and study. You know, but practically, it just become mere water. That's what I'm saying. You know? So jetob jumatavi tingjins. Jetob jumatavi tingjins. So when you come out of a meditative equipoise, then you see things different. You know, you see things different. You know? Then nothing seems serious. Nothing seems serious. No, nothing seems serious. Don't misunderstand that I don't see emptiness. I'm even not close to seeing emptiness. I'm just, you know, just explaining what I know. Not like what I realize. No, I didn't realize emptiness. But that's the emptiness. On Jado Jumadam, you know. This is according to, now it will come in the Guru Puja, in the latter part of the Guru Puja, when we reach to the emptiness part. So, if you wonder, oh, what is the meaning of concentration on illusion, what is that? If you wonder, it will come into Guru Puja. Still clear leg. Still clear leg? Does it ring any bell? Oh, yeah. Still clear leg. Things reflect. Example in the Guru Puja, in the latter part, you use like the moon, reflection of the moon. But that's just example. It can be anything. It can be like, you know, can be like French fry. You know? So don't fool them when you see the reflection of French fry. If you jump in there, there's no French fry. It's just reflection, so you can use the moon is just an example, you know. Anything can be reflect. It looks exactly the same, but it's not French fry. It's not pizza. You know, it's just reflection. So see, The some animals, when you bring them in front of the mirror, they sometimes they play, sometimes they become really aggressive. So you are just scared of your reflection. It's not, there's nothing there, you know. But for you, it's real. But it's not real. It's just reflections. It looks exactly like, you know, something, but it's not. That is samadhi or concentration on illusion. That's what it is. So that's the Guru Puja explained that. No, chinajo juma menanto. But you see them, but you don't believe them. But you see them, you don't believe them. No? Magicians, you know, magicians, when they trick you, when they trick you, they also kind of see the trick, or you see the trick. Difference between you and magicians. Magicians, they don't believe in their trick. They know it's illusions. But you believe, not just see, also you believe. People who see emptiness, they also see. Yeah, they see you, they see prayer, they see everything that we see, they see. But they don't believe what they see. We believe what we see. That's the difference. So, there's difference between humans and animals. When they see their reflections, they really believe what they see. But human, we don't believe what we see, but that's just reflections. Huh? So, even the smartest are the animals, you know, some of the monkeys, you know, sometimes there's stories, you know, so this monkey, they try to get the moon in the clear lake because they see it's kind of, I'm not sure, I don't think this is a moon, but they see there's kind of like some kind of fruit. Or maybe marshmallow. Anyway, so these are the three foundations. So with that, so then practically all of the things that explain in the internal offerings, it can be actualized. Before that, it's just mere word. Some of them, okay? So now the out of the internal offerings, so you said like Namula, did I already explain seven limbs? So maybe go review briefly, okay, review briefly then. First one, So what is called purification? Purification practice or confession? The first one. No, the first one is prostrations, then offering. So this is the one, rest of the seven limbs begin with the third one, confessions. We already finished prostrations, offering, we just finished. Now the confession. It will really help you. No, it will really help you. Whenever, you know, as a human, we all have something to feel bad about, right? So confessions. more I think about discussion that we had on Sunday programs, you know, about, you know, self-forgiveness, self-compassions. Compassions, all of that. So, from the Buddhist point of view, the answer is confession or purification is self-forgiveness. That's what self-forgiveness is. With little experience. What do you do? When you feel bad about something, what do you do?
Maybe now I will defeat it by the veteran.
Is it wise? It is wise when you feel bad about dirty dishes in your sink. Is it wise, no? To feel bad, no, that naturally, that, you know, everyone likes to see something clean, no? So when you see something is not clean, when you think about that, no, But that can be clean, it can be clean, it can be clean, no? It can be clean, or need effort. Without effort, nothing can be done. We require some effort, no? Some effort. Make it more fun, Make it, you know, like, more meaningful. Fun means according to Lam Rim. So not like, you know, fun like jumping up and down, you know, that when you see the dirty dishes. Not their kind of fun. Make it more meaningful, you know, more meaningful. I've been saying this, you know, many, many times. Happy to do, not just do, happy to do. Don't need to do, we don't need to do, no? You don't need to clean, no, we don't need to do. No, we do, so no, just do, happy to do, happy to eat, happy to clean, happy to talk, happy to go out, you know, happy. So this is a need to motivate, you know, Muslim need to motivate. So I think the purification practice is the key answer, from my point of view, through thinking many times, not just one time, many times, you know. So I come with the conclusions, you know, purification practice is the way to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself, not just think, you know, what went wrong. Do something. At the end, you will feel good. You may not feel, no. If you are able to think why you are doing it, if you are able to think the benefit of it, while you are doing it, if you are able to think about the benefit of that, no, whatever you are doing it, during the process, you also feel good. No, you don't have to wait all the way to end. But just example, you know, like 35 Buddha confession practice. Saying, not all the time, just one time, saying the first Buddha's name purifies how many? 10,000 eons of negative karma. Can you imagine that? We just worry about this life, you know, like which is like 100 years, then it's over. That just saying just one time purifies 10,000 eons of 10,000 eons of negative karma. You remember what's eon? Compared to your life, you know, last 40 years, compared that to eons. Can you imagine? So that when you say you are happy that you are saying it, and you know, it's going to purify that much, you know. It will purify that much. Like, how come that you are not able to forgive yourself? That's how exactly. So you think about it. So from my point of view, the purification practice, you know, purification practice, doing it daily basis. That is good thing. You know, there's something we can do now. You know, we don't have to have renunciation. We don't have to have bodhicitta. We don't have to have wisdom, realize emptiness. There's something we can do now. So that if you do every day, you know, so at the end of the day you feel good. You say, okay, you know, do I purify like, yeah, a lot of negative karma, purify them. that's the beginning of the rest of the seven limbs. So there are like all kind of ways, you know, all kind of ways you can purify, you know, all kind of ways. So reciting mantras, reciting mantra, going around the stupa, anything good, anything positive that you do purifies, doesn't have to be something, very traditional, anything, even just thinking something good purifies, okay, so there are something out there that you do that will help you. Or it's not like, there's nothing that I can do. That's not true. There's something out there. If you follow that guidelines, instructions, it will definitely help you overcome. Otherwise, talking about self-forgiveness, all kind of words, that we can say, but in the bottom line, need to feel. You have to feel. You have to feel. That's more important. To feel, we have to do. Not just do, think. Not just do. Same time, think. Then you feel good. Okay? Then you feel that your life has meaning. Your life has meaning. Not just meaning, big meaning. It's not just about this life. It's about many more lives down the road. It's not about this life. What I'm doing is not just to take care of this life, taking care of multiple lives after this, till I reach enlightenment. Not just to feel something good over here, so then feel good about multiple lifetimes, then to gain some kind of confidence. It's going to be all right. If something goes on, So then, according to Buddhism, purification practice require 4 points, 4 powers. I hope that you will learn them. Okay, 4 powers. Power of dependence. For example, if you fall down on the ground, you stand up from the ground. That's just example. Forgiving, Then, according to Buddhism, so typically then you say refuge bodhicitta prayers, the object of refuge, Buddha Dhamma Sangha become the power of dependence. You are depending on them to purify. So then I say thinking about what went wrong. That's like the second powers, according to this stanza in the Guru Puja related to the conversion practice, that among those 4 powers, the first one is, power of dependence and power of antidote, then what's that? And in English, Nabasunjibito.
Power of remedy, the power of dependence, the power of regret, the power of resolve.
That's one. Power of resolve?
Yeah, resolve.
So then, according to the Guru Puja, then, first power, sometimes the order can be different, based on different texts. So based on this Guru Puja text, so power of resolve, come first. The order doesn't matter. What is important is to have, to think about those 4 powers. That's what's most important. Think about those powers, 4 powers, when we are purified, okay? Then power of regret, then power of remedy. Remedy is like, anything, that any good things that we do, any good things you do. Feeding a bird in your backyard. with the motivation or intentions to purify, oh, then feed the bird in the backyard, give them water, you know. When you see the squirrel, don't chase them. Because they will come back. You can chase them forever, they will come back. It looks like more you chase them, more they come back. Another way to handle the squirrel, you feed them, then they will not bother the bird feeders, you know, so they are not like humans, you know. If they are full, they don't, you know, they don't bother, you know. So only reason they bother is they are hungry. So so I have to admit that I have one bird feeder. Somebody gave me as a gift. So that bird feeder has, bottom has, you know, that bird feeder you can recharge. So bottom one spins. So, and one time the squirrel, maybe also created some magic because I put some money mantra there. Not I already put some money mantra there. So once I saw squirrels, and then, you know, that's a charge, you know. So the squirrel was like, rah, rah, rah. And the probably created about many, many human lives. So anyway, it's interesting, that doesn't go counterclockwise, it goes clockwise. They spin clockwise. So that's the first time I saw them. So then after that, you know, so I just turned them off. So maybe one day I just turned. Anyway, so the squirrel, so I feel very bad. No, holding so tight, and like whole his body is like this, going round and round and round, round. And all of a sudden, there's nothing I can do. So all of a sudden, throw there. But they are very good, you know, you can't hurt them, you know, they just put. So I put them a couple of mantra, money mantra there. I thought about that, I kind of feel good because, you know, he created a lot of merit going down and around. Oh yeah. So the four power, you know, the remedy, you know. So then in the dreams, you know, if you are having frequent dreams about, you know, drinking milk, eating yogurt, seeing sun and moon, or then, you know, like dreaming about something, they're coming out of your, you know, some kind of, how is it, vomiting or what else, then, you know, seeing something, then seeing monks, nuns, you know, then, you know, like riding a horse or elephant, or like, you know, like defeating the, big elephant or something like that, or all of them, you know, if you're having those frequent dreams, so that means your purification practice is working very well. So there's a dream, you know, that you can see in the dream when you do the purification practice. So far, I have zero dreams. That's the first one. So now the second one is rejoice. Rejoice, right? Right after the rejoice. Are you looking at the Kavasta page? Can you tell the?
Page 96, LC 39,
is
rejoicing.
LC 39, the rejoicer. This is all about creating merit, no? Creating merit. When you create merit, then you feel like your life has meaning. So then you say, oh, this is called precious human life. So difficult to find, so meaningful. Oh, so rare, oh, meaningful. You feel like, you know, this life, you know, has meaning, you know, it's like, instead of saying, oh, my life has no meaning. Oh, that's not true. Life has meaning. So, Shunamajit Sambhatana, Melanjit Javatamjit Devachi, Namgolan Daja Sambhatana, Yiram, was, Shunam Rashis. So according to that stanza, rejoicing, you know, rejoicing, the merit that created by you, the three times created by you, all the good things that you did in the past, all the good things you did in the past, you know, that including the, like, all kinds of things, you know, if you have children, you know, feeding them, clothing them, you know, protecting them, educating them, all of that, you know, if you have pets, you know, feeding them, you know, like, giving them a shower, taking them around the lake, I'm not sure about that. So treating them, you know, so those animals in, not all of them, you know, so many of, like, particularly like cat and dog in this country, that probably create extra merit, you know, to be treated like more than human, you know, so when you go to Nepal or India, you see, you know, all these animals, it's just, so here, even like being as a dog, same, it's like, you know, same kind of species, or same kind of, how is it?
Species.
Same kind of, what you heard, when I say species, what is it? Same kind of species.
Species.
Oh, no species, sorry, species. Same kind of species. Same kind of species. Hmm? The same kind of, same group, animals, but, you know, like, some of them have really good life, some of them have not good life, you know, some of them have terrible life. So, what is that? So anyway, you know, rejoicing. See, in Buddhism, you do think about all the positive things you did in the past. You do think about them all the time. Not just like you just think about after, when it happened, after a couple of days, you think about them, then after a day you completely forgot. No, like that. You think about them all the time. You know? Not just think that you rejoice, you know. Rejoice them all. Three times goodness created by you and created by other people. Other people. The other, you know. So in this stanza, what it says, can you read that stanza?
Though all phenomena lack the characteristic of inherent existence, we rejoice in the depth of our hearts in the dreamlike bliss and joy of all superior and ordinary beings. Every virtue that has ever arisen.
That's the formula, one way to include, that means that includes all living beings, okay? When you say superior, that refers to Arya being. Okay, superior refers to the Arya being. Arya being, what is Arya being? Arya being doesn't mean monks and nuns. Arya being means somebody who see emptiness. Doesn't mean monks, nuns. It means somebody who see emptiness. These are called Arya being. Oh? Then superior.
Superior and well, ordinary beings.
How do you say superior?
Superior.
Superior, okay. Superior and ordinary beings. Ordinary beings means beings that did not see emptiness. That's the rest. So just these two words include every living beings. But as you can say with more words that include all living beings, or you can say just two words that include all the living beings. That's here. You can't say too many words, otherwise it doesn't become a stanza, it's become a loose sentence. So then, use a few words, you include all living beings. Rejoicing three times, merit created by goodness created by you, and three times goodness created by other people. There's so much to rejoice. You know, every day there are so many good things happening, but you don't see them. You don't hear them. What we hear is something else. So, you know, that's the world we live in. That's the kind of world we live in. Probably you know better, I don't know. Why in the TV, television, why they don't, so there's no, every day so many good things happening, why they don't report? I don't know why they don't report. They only report somebody killed somebody, you know, they all know there's some kind of problems, blaming this and blaming that, you know, the, there's problem between country, always there's all, like, problems, you know. That's not the only thing that's happening in the world. There are so many good things happening in the world. Do they ever show meals on wheel? No. So many people doing so many good things they don't show. So I don't know why. So so in the future, in the, if Kadama Center have TV stations, we will show only good things. Only good, just good. We just show just good. Whether people like or not, we just show them. See, no, to rejoice. Every day there's something to rejoice, no. When you look out in your backyard, look at the bird, you know. So where they treat the mother bird, where they treat their, how is it, chick?
Baby.
Baby bird. It's quite amazing, you know, like, they have no education, you know, they have no, like, that, you know, like, it's amazing, you know, just, you know, and then when they make the nest, how much effort the mother put, you know, bringing, like, I think they have more patience. They have more patience, you know, bringing piece of grass one by one, from all kind of directions, you know, put, oh yeah. Hmm? God, yeah, so, but they also have all kinds of problems. They also have all kinds of problems. But you don't see them drinking. You don't see them, any of them doing drugs. No? You don't see them. But they have all kinds of problems, you know. Because, Amazing. So, so you know, like, there are so many things to rejoice, okay? This is very important. Nyanshik, Gijin Shikchina, so, Lama Tsongkhapa said, if you want to create vast amount of merit simply by just sleeping, what you do? Rejoice, you know? When you go to bed, just rejoice, think something positive that will happen in your life, and rejoice, you know, rejoice, so. You create the vast amount of merit and rejoice all the works that have been done by Mother Teresa. See, all the millions of people deeply touched by Mother's, you know, service, you know, totally driven by pure compassion. Oh, rejoice that. So, all the words that have been said by Dr. Mother the King, oh, how many people benefit by his, you know, like a non-violent approach, just simply reading the word, you know, rejoice, you know, rejoice, you get married. So when you go to bed, then the whole sleep become married. See, there's one text called, you know, there's text called Tokje Duluma. Tokje Duluma, Tokje means realizations. There, you know, that text explaining all the realizations that Lama Tsongkhapa managed to actualize. So the text, in that text, Lama Tsongkhapa said, not Lama Tsongkhapa, in that text, not Lama Tsongkhapa, not just showing up, you know, he's explaining to encourage his followers to do the same thing, you know, to, it's very possible to actualize all the realizations. In that text, or, Beba chungu lakchen so dibas. Beba chungu with very little effort. Beba means effort. Chungu means little. With very little effort, create vast amount of merit. Beba chungu lakchen so dibas. So means, you know, collection of merit. So lakchen is like, you know, like amazing amount of like. Huge amount of Beba Chungu Lapji Tso Duba. So with religious effort, create a vast amount of merit. Gebachung Labjin so do la Gela Jesu in a chodosu. Rejoice. That's Lamazon. Gela Jesu. Rejoice. All the good things that you did to just rejoice. So just that. You can just do that. No, just do rejoice practice. Don't think, oh, this is very, very complicated. Oh, there's so much to learn, you know, maybe there's so little time, so much to do. Just walk around the lake, just rejoice, you know. When you see people walking around, oh, wonderful, you know, healthy, you know, walking very well. But just rejoice, you know, rejoice. And just, you can do just that practice, just rejoice and practice. That's all you can do. Just, I'm not saying that's all you can do. That's not what I'm saying. So there's no, you could do just that. You could do just that. Rejoice, no? So then, you know, with little bit with knowledge of emptiness, if you rejoice, it's become more powerful. That's what it says. So, then, yeah, so then we will jump on now. What is this number?
4.
This?
9.
Oh, so I'm looking at the wrong page then. Sorry, I don't understand this number, so there's
Roman numeral.
Sorry, so even in English, so. This, you said, turn this a 4?
4.
This 3?
3, yes.
Oh, that's under the
5 is just the B.
This is a 5?
Yes.
Ale, hold it. I just want to emphasize on those two things, purification and rejoice. Okay, rejoice, purification, rejoice. So, just want to emphasize. See, like, it's almost impossible not to have time to say one Buddha's name. It's impossible. It's almost impossible not to have time to rejoice. So, if you create merit every day, and you feel like your life is meaning, so then you feel, you really feel that your life is meaning. Your life is meaning. What can be done, not like what cannot, what lies there. Instead of just thinking what could have, should have, would have, no, going like that, reciting that mantra, could have, should have, would have, no. There are cause, there's conditions. Could have, would have, should have, may not have any rules. Any rules because of the circumstance. There's cause, there's condition. Do you have any clue? Therefore, we cannot fix everything. We cannot fix, even though we like to fix everything, we can't fix everything. Therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha cannot fix everything. So, would have, could have, should have, that may not have any rules to play, but that's what we like to think of. What can be done? What can be done this moment? What can be done tomorrow? Yesterday is gone. It's gone. Living with yesterday is practically, I'm not sure how you live with yesterday. Yesterday is gone. You, the present moment, that's what's most important. Huh? Yesterday is gone. And whether we like or not, it's gone. If you don't like, we purify them. Not just hold them, you know, but tightly, to purify them. Or maybe with, you know, understanding of impermanent, you know, we let go. So, another important thing is, you know, letting go. Letting go, going with the flow, all of that, without understanding of causalities. I don't think, you know, it's not that easy to let go, you know, going with the flow. Having a deeper understanding of causality, so makes life easier. So this old practice makes your life easier, huh? So purification, so then you know, rejoice. You know, Even like, you know, if you remember the stanza by heart, you recite the stanza when you go to bed. You recite the heart, recite the stanza by heart. And then, you know, if you don't remember the stanza by heart, the message of the stanza is to rejoice three times goodness that's created by you, and three times the goodness created by all other people. Just rejoice. So that's the core message of the stanza, whether you're able to say the stanza by heart or not, you know, that's the important things. So, and I myself try, you know, trying. So, then, it's good, no? So that's what I want to emphasize on that, okay? Then the last one, dedications. Dedication, I feel like something important, so. Beginning intentions, you know, motivation, intention, then end and dedications. The beginning intentions, you know, without intentions, everything that we do, we have intentions, you know. Oh, I want to go to walk. Not walk, I want to go walk. I want to go walk. Walk? Yeah. I want to go walk. Walk around the lake. No, I have the intention. Oh, I want to eat something. No, I want to eat, you know, I want to eat delicious lentil soup. I want to eat delicious lentil soup. They're good to have intentions. Good to have intentions. But actually delicious lentil, when is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? That's something to think about. Having an intention, I want to eat delicious lentils, you know, that I had in the Indian store. Now I want to have that. Oh, that's good intention to have. Now, how is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Happiness has something to produce. It's not just, you know, I want to be happy. Yeah, everybody has their intentions. So, you need to do something every day to make yourself meaningful, feel meaningful, feel useful, feel good, feel happy. You need to do something every day. That as a human we can do. So, happy meal. Do you call it happy meal? I don't think people call happy meal. Happy meal? Children? Do we call it happy meal or no?
Yes.
Well, happy meal. Happy meal has to produce. So happy meal has to produce. Delicious tea need to produce. So ngowa, so then in the beginning, intentions is very important. Have to have intentions. Then the end dedications. So dedication. So. Milarepa, probably you've heard about some of the, you know, this great meditator from Tibet called Milarepa. Early life, not killed many people. You know, it's not like, right from the beginning, he's very pure. No, no, it's not like that. You know, he has all kinds of problems, you know. He has problems with the family problems, family wars, you know. He has problems with the family problems. Then him and his sister and his mother have not been treated fairly by his uncle and aunt, you know. After his parents passed away, even though he was born in quite rich family, after his parents passed away, all the wealth, you know, like, how is it, confiscated by uncle and aunt, they get nothing, you know. So, and after that, you know, this is also important in samsara, what people think, generally speaking, what people think, they think about samsari things. Huh? That's what samsari is, you know. They think about samsari things, you know. Not, generally speaking, they don't think about dharma things. They think about samsari things. So then mother was very upset, you know, they have been treated very unfairly. They, you know, all their wealth has been confiscated by their aunt and uncle. So then mother sent Milarepa to learn black magic. See, Milarepa went. That's exactly what mother wanted to do, to show them, teach them some lessons, you know. So then early life, the Milarepa, then, you know, after the black magic, destroying the house, the big house, and in that house, there's, you know, many people was killed, and many animals underneath the house was killed. So, but Milarepa managed to achieve enlightenment in very dead life, managed to. So I'm quoting from Milarepa, you know, Thala Gombe Gomjeta, Thala means, like, say, rock, no, so there's cave, Milarepa meditating in the cave. Thala Gombe Gomjeta means hermit who's meditating in the cave or on the cave?
In the cave.
Thala Gombe Gomjeta means, you know, great meditator who's meditating in the cave. Thala Gombe Gomjeta. So, Chowadjuri Yundanis. Then somebody's probably helping Milarepa provide food, offering service. Not necessarily that person's meditating, but all the person doing is just offering service to the Milarepa. So Milarepa said, because he's worried, you know, he's maybe sometimes jealous, you know, not get any time to meditate, always either been helping him. So, but not knowing what he's doing is something very important. So then one day Milarepa said, Thala Gombe Gomjeta Sovadeva Injani Sanyandojeva Tendeya. So there's like omens, auspicious omen that we are going to get enlightened together. He thinks that he will never get enlightened, he will never get a chance to meditate, but that's not what's happening. So then Milarepa said, you know, me, the great meditator who's meditating in the cave, and my somebody who is serving me, or maybe benefactor or serving me, or that's auspicious amen that we are going to get enlightened together. Thala Gombe Gomjeta Chowadjuri Yundanis Sanyandojeva Tendeya. Then the question arises, how do you say it in English? How come there's auspicious omen? How come there's auspicious omen, you know? Getting enlightened together, because other person doing nothing, you know, not meditating, is just serving Milarepa. So then the question arises, how come there's auspicious omen that we are going to get enlightened together, you know? Dendrin Nyambo Ngoa is the essence of the auspicious omen is dedication. Dendrin Rinpoche says, the essence of auspicious omen is dedication. Make sense? Huh? Make sense? It doesn't make sense, please say no. Doesn't matter. So it has to make sense. If it doesn't make sense, the essence of the auspicious is dedication.
Yes, so you mean like dedicating the practice or dedication to the teacher?
So, Milarepa said there's auspicious omen that we are going to get enlightened together. And somebody said, how come there's auspicious omen? That makes sense?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Hmm? Does it make sense? How you're going to say? How you say? How you say?
I would say, how come or why was there an auspicious omen?
Oh, why? How is the why?
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why was, why?
Why
death is auspicious? Why death auspicious omen? So now the second line, Tendiji Nyingbo Ngowa is, dedication is the essence of omen, auspicious omen. Make sense? Tendiji Nyingbo Ngowa is.
So I guess so dedication could mean the attendant's dedication to Milarepa, but it also could mean the way we use it.
Not Milarepa dedication, just general dedication.
Dedication to practice, dedication, commitment to our practice.
No.
Or
so
dedicating our practice.
Right. No, dedication. When I say word dedication, what do you understand?
Well, it can have different meanings in English. It can have different meanings. It can mean that you're very committed to a practice, or it can mean like we do at the end of a practice.
Yeah. We do here. End of the practice, dedication. That makes sense? End of the practice. You have to have something to dedicate. I'm going to dedicate this, all the merit that I created, I'm going to dedicate for my own enlightenment to benefit all sentient beings. Make sense? So now, the essence of auspicious omen is dedication. Make sense? Tamula. Make sense?
So,
Milarepa and
his servant are both dedicating their practice?
Mm-hmm.
So
Milarepa is doing a lot of dedications. Milarepa is doing a lot of dedications. All the time he's meditating, but somebody is serving him. But he's dedicating all merit that's generated by meditation, he's dedicating for him and his like, you know, person who is helping him to reach enlightenment together. He's dedicating that merit.
He's doing. Okay.
He's doing the dedications. Let's go ahead. So, anybody speak Tibetan? I'm becoming desperate. Anybody speak Tibetan?
I was just going to say, does it possibly mean that he meant that the reason
that they were both going to get enlightened together was because Milarepa was doing all of these dedications.
First, Milarepa says we are going to get enlightened together because there is auspicious omen.
Right. Right.
That understood?
Yes.
So then somebody say why there's, you know, because yeah, question will rise because other persons are doing not meditation at all. Other persons not doing any meditation at all. Then people will wonder, you know, how come he's going to get enlightened? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's auspicious sign that you are going to get enlightened, makes sense because you are meditating, you know, all day long. But other person who is cooking, you know, how come that he's going to get enlightened, you know? So the question, why there's auspicious sign?
Right.
So then, the second, that's why I'm asking anybody to speak Tibetan. The second line, Tendeji Nyivongwa is, auspicious. Essence of the auspicious sign is dedications. In this case, the dedication that he's doing for well-being of both of them. So Lama Milarepa says, okay, so I don't think I'm going to couldn't able to translate the second line, this one.
Is it that the dedication comes first, and then the auspicious sign come from the quantity
dedication,
of dedication?
Dedication is the essence of the auspicious sign. Essence.
I have to think about that.
Yeah. Dedication is the essence of auspicious, as a auspicious omen. What is auspicious omen? In this case, dedication, that's auspicious omen. When Milarepa said that's auspicious omen, what is that? That is dedication. Dedication.
Geshe-la, the dedication is the essence of an auspicious omen because of the power of dedication.
Power of dedication?
I mean, dedication carries, dedicating our merit. Is so powerful, an auspicious omen that there's going to be an outcome.
For anybody.
I mean, not just Milarepa. I mean, dedication, setting an intention and dedication.
Yeah, I think that's good. Maybe next Wednesday, the Tibetan class.
I'm just curious if. If Milarepa dedicates all his practices every time he's doing the practice to be a benefit to himself, the person helping him, and all sentient beings, without the attendant actually helping him, the attendant still would not get any merit, even if Milarepa was dead. I mean, doesn't it take both? I mean, if Milarepa could cause...
Yeah, probably that's very true. Like, yeah, probably the person, person may not know how to dedicate the merit, but the person is doing the work. But Milarepa is dedicating, Milarepa is rejoicing his work, Milarepa is dedicating his merit. He may not know how to dedicate. But his only thing that he's thinking is like, I'm not getting any time to meditate, So I'm so unfortunate, because I've been helping him all the time. Things like that. A lot of complaint. So anyway, so now the last, conclude the quotation from Milarepa. Therefore he's saying, we could call someone, say, oi, this is very important.
Yo.
What is yo?
Well, it's another form of slang for oi.
Oi.
Oi backwards.
Oh, that's good. That's kind of like, oh, a big word. Anyway, so therefore, that is a J, what is the dangerous? Put some emphasis on dedications. That's Milarepa's last word. Put some emphasis. Put some emphasis on the dedication. So, because dedication does matter.
Geshe-la, can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
The garbage collector, the guys, the people that come collect our trash and do that nasty job with the recycling, now, they're not necessarily, they're just trying to make a living. But if we see that and we dedicate that, so we're not only creating merit for ourselves, we're creating merit for them.
that your dedication will have positive impact on their life.
Right. That's what I, yes. Mm. So even if someone's, all the things that we see every day that people do, like clerks being polite at Walmart when they're overworked.
Yeah. So okay. See, you know, it's not like, you know, just see, oh, I pay, you know, my taxes, you know, so they, you know, they are there to collect my, you know, so why does, why have I to rejoice? No, it's not like, it's like, what we think does matter. How, what we think does matter, you know. So, we can say, oh, I want to be happy, you know, I want this and that, you know. We can say about 1,000 minutes time. But bottom line is in the mind, you know. What we think does matter, huh? No, so as you have seen, that's the thought that counts. Mm-hmm. There's a thought that counts. Every thought counts. So what we think matters, you know, when you see outside the people, they're picking garbage, you know. Instead of just, oh, maybe they're, you know, like, I pay taxes, you know. So they're not they rejoice, you know, they're doing something good work, you know, so because of their effort, you know, that you don't have to bring. So to rejoice, you know, think something positive. Think something positive. When you think positive, you get benefit. When you start to think something negative, you don't get any benefit at all. Oh? Not in this life. If something goes on, there's no benefit either. Oh? When you think something positive, that's very important. That's why rejoice, the dedication is all about, you know, to generate more positive thought, no more positive thought. So, so that's very important. So, dedication. So I just want to share with you the quotation from Milarepa, or Milarepa. And Milarepa said, Je, Mwadila, Ninden, Jis, Oi, or Yo, whatever you call it. Oi. Oh yeah. So put some emphasis.
Emphasis.
Yeah, put some emphasis on the dedication. So so people have a lot of, you know, in this country people have pets, you know, they have animals, cat, dog, you know. They put some emphasis on dedication, so, you know, for, you consider them as like the, what you call, best friend?
Dog's man's best friend, yeah.
Dog's man's best friend, or something like, dog's man's best friend, or, so, put some emphasis on dedication, you know? Yeah, yeah, so, then, I'll now stop here. Also, I myself need to go to pee, so I'm, you know, so stop here. So also, we start class earlier. Oh. So then the next Wednesday is going to be like Soldeb, how this, in English, how you say, Soldeb.
The next part? Recalling the guru's qualities, or
After the dedication.
After the dedication.
Is that in the titles?
Oh. Yeah, the request recalling the guru's good qualities.
So there's in the concept of the.
That goes to, yeah. Guru's good qualities according to the Vinaya, and then the...
So this, I need to think about how to translate that word into written word. So this, how to, so this, then you know, like you recall the qualities of that person, then this, so this word is not there. So this, Sondev is called Sondev. Need to think. Yeah, so then finish. So Dr. Brown, we just finishing class. Yeah. Dedication.
So turn to page in the gold book, turn to page 235.
Gewadi nu du dag la Shonu ye nala wang sho tu awa tare tembara sopa Lo sangye we de ton de pao sho Sha sio kengyo lama so wa de Tup su chan jin jang gren ge we Ten zin kyong pe we kun tu do po te Chok sum kul we leg mun tu du Pa dok so du she gun du shak ten sho Om tare tu tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha
Yeah, thank you.